Macmillan Audio presents Vibrate Higher, a rap story by Talib Kweli. Read for you by the author. This book is dedicated to Beverly Mama Moorhead. Thank you, Perry Green, Brenda Green, Jamal Green, Aunt Joanne, Aunt Lori, Jackie Perry, Amani Fela, Diani Ashe, Abena, Taiwo, Kehinde, Lloyd, Dennis, Juju, Rubix, John Forte, Donna Dragota, DJ EQ, Seth Bird, Robin, High Tech, Yasin Bey, Dave Chappelle, Nico Is, Thanks Joey, Triska, Marshawna Campbell, Styles P, Jessica Care Moore, King Moore, Zawn Mullings, Lewis Campbell, Les, LG, Kendra Ross, Jean Gray, Kevin Weeks, Beef, Supernatural, Federico Lopez, Jared Meyer, Spintellect, Feel the Agony, Crondon, Mitchie Slick, Marty Velasquez, and Corey Moe. Rest in power, Dave New York. Prologue. Motherfuck the wagon, come join the band. Vibrate, vibrate higher. Andre 3000, vibrating. This is not the truth. My perception is only one third of this story. The truth will be known when I'm gone. This is not a rags to riches story. This is not a story of how a little ghetto boy rises above all adversity to beat the odds and then eventually reconciles with his past. I have no interest in playing up how badass my childhood was. Even if I did, there wouldn't be much to work with. Conventional wisdom about rappers is that we are rebels with a cause who constantly see red and express ourselves in coded rhymes that the establishment will never understand. The truth is that most rappers are super nerds. While we live at the top of the nerd food chain, we are, without a doubt, nerds who are good with words. We turn poetry into personality and nervous energy into swagger. Our need to be liked by everyone is why we use rhymes to try to explain what you are going through and ultimately bring you closer to us. Hip-hop is the soundtrack for nerd world domination. This is not a rallying cry for hip-hop or a guidebook on how to be more conscious in the way you live. This is not a manifesto handed down from the tops of mountains. This is simply me, in all my glory, pain, splendor, and shame. This is about the people and events that shape me. The story is about the places that raised me in equal measure with my parents. This is the revelation I have been running toward since I first put a 16-bar verse together. Writing this book has shown me what I've always known, but was either too scared or too proud to share anywhere outside of the box that is a hip-hop song. I have many vices, and I do not trust anyone who doesn't. I am insecure about my physical appearance. I am fiercely competitive. I can be selfish, and like many great artists, I am often driven by ego. I also realize that my story is inspiring. I am super aware of my place in the world and what I bring to it. I recognize my position as a connector of like-minded people, as a griot, as proof that a life of creating substantial entertainment can be very much reality. I know I am a great lyricist not because others say it, but because of the time I have spent dedicated to my craft. I know it whether you do or not. This is not a lie. The life of visionaries who create capital from ideas that spring from their ever-evolving minds is not a life for the weak. To be your own boss is bravery. This book is my warrior's toast to us and those like us, for those who know you have to either put in or put out. I never dreamed of being a conscious rapper for a living. I only wanted to be a great rapper. Before that, I wanted to be a marine biologist, then a baseball player. Standing in the outfield swatting bugs away during baseball practice, I realized music was my true calling. So many lyrics were running through my head, I could no longer focus on baseball. Hip-hop's mix of music and poetry was too seductive to ignore. Hip-hop sank its teeth into me and never let go. I was blessed to come of age at a time when making conscious hip-hop music was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?